following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Ugh, crazy, right? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom, I'm one of them, for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they save hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. That's right. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. I did. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom.com and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan and available in most states.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on this Monday. It is the sixth day of August, and we have a couple of special guests. Brandon Cool, I can't believe, yes, football practice started today. Sorry, guys. Sorry to all the athletes that have to begin practice today, but as we've said for a long time, the way we are now, we're practicing or playing every day anyway at that age. So that gets underway today. Kearney football coach Brandon Cool, and we will, as we always do, catch up with numerous head coaches from all the sports, especially on the football side, between now and kickoff for some schools. That'll be August the 24th for all schools. They will have a game in by the evening of August the 31st. Also, we're going to hear from Brett Bielema, Wisconsin head football coach. We talked to him at Big Ten Media Days. This is before the Monte Ball incident, so there won't be any questions about that, but they opened up practice today, and Monte Ball will not be part of that. Penn State opened practice today. Nebraska opened practice on Saturday. The MIAA Media Days today. The preseason poll is out. Where will UNK be in this 15-team football league? Where will they be selected? And we'll let you know about that in a moment. Monty Kratzenstein is our co-host on the show today. You've probably seen him just about everywhere, doing a little, doing his day job, of course, but doing a little work blogging for the Hub, doing a little analyzing for NTV. He's been with us from time to time, but today in the co-host chair. Welcome in, man.
I'm honored. I mean, are you kidding me? In this chair over here, the people that have sat here, not mentioned Daddy, but, you know, Damon Day, Greg Shea, Lauren Kaiser, are you kidding me?
Oh, it's just – and today, by the way, I don't want to forget this because I know we're going to get into things, but happy birthday to the big daddy, Tony Davis. Oh. It is his birthday today.
So. He looks good for a 55, 60-year-old.
Yes, he would. If he was even, yeah, close to that. So, a lot going on over the weekend. Monty, we'll get into the Huskers here, but what caught your eye? The Kearney Little Leaguers are doing well. The Olympics continue on. We're kind of transitioning from the heavy gymnastics and swimming into the track, and basketball is going to get into the medal round here. Our Jim Furyk, he's going to have to check himself in for psychiatric help after the last two golf losses he's had. But what caught your eye from the weekend?
Well, I'm a Olympic guy. I watched some of that, but I love track. Oh, by the way, in Jamaica, they have a little under 3 million people, and I probably would guess probably all of about 10 of them are faster than you and me.
I was going to say, they are the fastest in the world.
Amazing.
Usain Bolt does it again. His countryman right behind him with the silver medal.
Yeah, that's fun to watch. And, you know, those Olympic athletes, I just love to watch them. Those little stories they have about them training and what they do, they're just finely tuned machines, and that's probably my favorite thing to watch is that track.
Mike Greenberg was talking a little bit about it this morning as well. Tennis came to an end over the weekend, and he's a tennis nut. That's what he did. But they were talking about the sports that are now in the Olympics, which really aren't the culmination of your career, or that's why they're oddity when they come to sports, because you only see them every 4 years. That's what they work for, not where you're playing a world-class championship tennis match, well, every week if you want, but you've got the majors. Obviously, there's a couple of sports, the basketball, like he says, none of these guys would probably trade in a championship for a gold medal, especially if they've already got one.
You know, and I'm one of those guys, I'm not a big fan of pro athletes involved in in the Olympics. I think the Olympic sport is for the, quote, amateur athlete. And so that's, you know, when it comes to gymnastics and track and field and those types of things, that's what I like. You know, tennis, you know, Wimbledon and the big things, U.S. Open, that's the big thing to me. Golf, you know, in 4 years they're going to have golf in Brazil. That's not a big deal to me. I really don't get into that.
We talked about how strange it is to see some of the events that are so similar. I mean, you can be a great swimmer and win all these medals, and you can be a great tennis player, and you've got one chance, or you got two chances. They got doubles, mixed doubles, but there's so many sports out there where you're only, like golf when that does come back, or baseball if that does come back, or softball. That's the only chance you got. You got one chance. But there are some of these sports that I can't believe aren't in the Olympics. And with the pro thing, you know, that doesn't bother me anymore because Usain Bolt's pro.
Sure.
They just don't have pro track. They just don't call it professional track. So they are the best athletes in the world, but they just bring those together for team sports, I guess, would be the way you would look at that.
Right, and this question is probably asked to a lot of them is, what would you rather? You know, would you rather win a world championship in their team sport, or would you rather win an Olympic gold medal? I think that probably those NBA players, I know they say the right things, but, you know, baseball when it was involved, all those types of sports. But the World Cup for soccer,
yeah.
I think that's kind of what it's all about. But what's great about the Olympics is all these lesser-known sports and all those sort of things. You know, those athletes come in and they have to wait 4 years for it.
Both is be my answer. I want both.
You're greedy.
If I already have my championship, I'd love to have an Olympic gold medal. I think everybody would love to have an Olympic gold medal.
What would you do with it, Doug? Would you wear it?
Well, a little bit. And then you'd probably frame it and hang it, you know, just like Kurt Tomasevich does or any of the Olympians around here. Hopefully Jordan Larson's going to get one. We got the wrestling coming up this weekend.
You'd wear it downtown on Friday and Saturday nights,
because probably wouldn't help.
I've heard the chicks dig Olympic gold medals. I don't know about that, if that's true or not, but I've heard that.
It would be a conversation starter, talking to a couple of the guys that have them. Yeah, it is a conversation starter. Monty Kratzstein joining me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We told you a little bit that Daryl Morris is down in Kansas City for MIAA preseason media day. UNK has been picked sixth. There's just no other way to say that. They have been picked sixth. I talked to Buck Mahoney, voted in it. He said he picked UNK sixth. Why? Pittsburgh State, defending national champion, number one. Northwest Missouri, also in the top five in the country. Number two, Missouri Western, same story. Number three, Washburn, who the Lopers open with. Number four, Central Missouri, five. UNK six. Emporia State, seven. Remember, Emporia State was playing for national titles themselves, had one of the best running backs of all time here recently. Then you go down to Lindenwood, Northeastern State, and Missouri Southern. Fort Hays State, who was a power in the RMAC before they moved, picked to finish 11th in this poll. Then Central Oklahoma, Southwest Baptist, Truman, and Lincoln, your two presidents, are 14th and 15th there. UNK 6th, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to lose five football games, because obviously they don't play everybody in the conference with 15 teams. But I do find that somewhat shocking, and I had a conversation, in fact, yesterday with a UNK football alum, and I know I'm on the other side of this because because it hurts. It seems to pain UNK alum when I say, I've lived here 15 years. I have no connection to any of these old conference schools. They mean nothing to me. These kids that are playing now, it means nothing to them. They are going to be new schools in new places. The history is gone. It's like anybody referring to the Big Eight for Nebraska. It's gone. You're on. You've moved on twice since that time. But I do find it a little disheartening, even with the quarterback situation, that UNK, who was in the top five in the country last year and is going to have a great defense this year, is only picked in the middle of this new conference, no matter how good this new conference is.
Well, I don't know how much it's a negative against UNK or disrespectful to UNK, as much as it is just a eye-opener. Hey, this is a tough, tough conference when it comes to football, basketball, baseball. And they're going into a whole different deal. And I'm with you. You know, Fort Hays State, Kearney, Metro, Kearney in basketball, Shadron State coming town. You know, those are neat, great deals. But I'm with you. You know, things change. And so I do think this conference is big time.
Preseason, in one of the polls that did Division II, this was a couple of months ago, UNK was put 17th, and I know that I'm pretty sure all five of these teams were not above the Lopers. I think three of them were. I think Pittsburgh, Northwest Missouri, and then UNK, but the first D2 national poll will be coming out later on this month. So it just depends who you're talking to, and if Spitzelberger was back at quarterback, maybe that would make a difference, but one man does not a team make, so...
Right, and the other thing you can't discount is the fact that you're going into a new conference against new teams. Ask Nebraska last year going in the Big Ten. You know, you don't have that knowledge base. You don't have that experience of what to expect, and it's all new. And that's a factor, especially when you're talking about 19, 20, 21-year-old kids.
This will probably be the toughest football season for UNK, maybe ever. Maybe ever, even when they were trying to... We haven't had to worry about coaches struggling to save their jobs, I guess, because we've only had two for the last 30-plus years. But I don't remember any other time where there was, I'm not even sure what the word is, maybe
uncertainty.
Nervousness, uncertainty, yeah. going into a year.
But you have to understand, too, as a staff, you use that. You know, there's not going to be a lack of motivation around those Loper football players. It's all new. It's a challenge. Yeah, it's going to be tough, but that's not... You know, it isn't one of those situations where, okay, we got UNO, and then we got a bunch of teams we're going to beat, and then we got Shadron State, and you know, then we got to wait for the playoffs. This catches your attention. So from, you know, there's something to be said for having challenges and having new things present themselves also.
It's going to be interesting. Opening game Thursday, the 30th of August, in Topeka at Washburn for UNK. Coincidentally, just for you folks that are out there, the RMAC also released their preseason poll today. CSU Pueblo, who was number one for a while last year, is the unanimous number one, followed by Colorado Mines, and then Shadron State, with the problems that they have up there and a new coach. Shadron State is number three, then Adams State and Colorado Mesa. So that came out today as well. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number if you want to join us on the program today for a question, a comment. Always when we have trivia, you're going to need that as well. 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Lindy's Magazine was what we were referring to, referencing there with UNK 17th. They had the defending champ, Pittsburgh State number one, Northwest Missouri State third, Washburn 15th, and then UNK 17th and Missouri Western 23rd. So Lindy's had UNK as the fourth best team in the league, and the coaches and media vote them sixth right now. Football practice began for the Huskers over the weekend. Before we go into a break and catch up with Coach Cool and Coach Bielema and the group, you follow that. You like to follow that. You like to keep in touch more than just being an alum. Is it even fair to say what are the guys going through now? Because it's been a while. Things are done differently now. They're going to be practicing at night a little bit here with Bo. But as he said, the new guys' heads are spinning. We hope the veterans are where they need to be.
Some things never change. Some things always change. And right now, I promise you, young kids are swimming in it. They just have no idea what's going on. They're wondering why these guys who are so nice to them on the recruiting trail are screaming at them all the time. They're wondering why they're getting their tail kicked by these guys that are 3 years older than them when they were such a great high school player. So that's never going to change. It's been that way 40 years ago. It's going to be that way 40 years from now. But there's certain things that do change. And, you know, obviously the culture has changed from not so good to better. But, you know, there's things that change, things that never change. And it's always fun to see. This time of year is great. Everybody's undefeated. And it's fun to speculate. You know, I'm not big into trying to guess what's going to happen. I haven't been down there yet. I didn't get down there over the weekend. But this week I'm going to try to get down there and see some people and talk to some people. Until you see it firsthand, it's hard to really know what you're talking about, even though you and I think we know what we're doing. And we're talking about.
We like to make a comment from time to time. Brett Maher has a nice article in both the Omaha and Lincoln papers today. It'll probably be in the Hub this afternoon since they're all in the same company now. But so check that out. Everybody seems to love Brett Maher now.
How do you not love him?
Well, we loved him before everybody else loved him.
Well,
so there you go. Great kid.
First of all, he's a great kicker and great punter, but he's also a great kid. And we talk about kids that you want representing your town and representing your school. He's that guy. So that's a cool deal.
Brett played for Kearney High and Coach Brandon Cool. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. But, folks, a reminder, all farmers know that frequent starting and stopping operation causes wear and tear on your equipment, no matter what that equipment is. So the same is true about electric pivot irrigation systems. All that starting and stopping result in breakdowns. They cost you money. They create downtime. And you never want downtime. Smooth it out, folks, with the folks at TNL. They're going to take care of you with their hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. It'll be easier on you for a lifetime. You eliminate your irrigation hassles, get even water distribution, and stop wasting your time and money. If that's what it's about, you're working for the enjoyment and for the money. And when you have downtime, that's not enjoyment. And when they can put more money in your pocket, that will give you a little more enjoyment as well. TNL's hydraulic power that you know, trust, and work with every day. Contact your local TNL irrigation system dealer or visit them online at TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works at TNL Irrigation. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
What do you know about this recall place?
Doug, stay away from them. Mess with your mind, man.
There is a place where your greatest fantasies...
You want to be rich and famous?
...will give you the memory. Can be yours.
You're not going to want to come back.
What is it? What's wrong?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Your memory was replaced. Your mind was implanted with a life you think you've lived.
Now...
I want him alive.
What is real?
The future hangs on what you do next.
What is recall?
I want to remember.
Total Recall. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
The season is ready to roll. Everyone's checking out the up-and-comers. See who's stepping up. Hear who's tumbling down the depth chart.
First down from the 15. They hand it off to Hamlin. Looks for a lane. 10-5. Touchdown.
Finally, it's football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with just a spotty chance for a shower storm late with a high of 97. Winds will stay to the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 67. I'm meteorologist Paul Troundley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Monty Kratz is tied with Doug Duda here as my co-host for the day. And I saw these right now on ESPN. They're showing some highlights from yesterday's Marlins-Nationals game. And I saw that earlier today. A little bit of sportsmanship. Plus, maybe when Steven Strasburg gets shut down from pitching since he's hitting 343, he might be in the lineup as a pinch hitter.
Pinch hit him.
Great athlete. But Bryce Harper, still 19, I believe, unless his birthday turned him here to 20. But in frustration, kind of slammed his bat down after he struck out, and it broke, and it didn't look good. So he took it back to the dugout, and then the next time he came up to the plate, he apologized to the umpire for doing that. And you just don't see that anymore in this million-dollar craze. He's still a young kid, so I guess that's where that shows through.
It's things like that that make a dad of a 12-year-old happy. You know, we can cheer for guys like that.
Yeah, you take a look and see what's going on. Speaking of the baseball, Little Leaguers from Kearney. Last year was the first time, remember, they'd get there and
it just didn't go well. The athletes or the young kids just weren't up to competing with the other teams at that level. Well, they are now because they won the last two last year. First time they've ever won games. Now they're 2-0 after getting into the Midwest Regional, and they thumped Iowa 15-2. And yesterday they got three in the first and never looked back. They beat the Missouri team by a score of 9-4. So two teams are 0-2, Missouri and the Kansas team that they'll play tomorrow. But remember, that's where Kearney was last year and found a way to make it all the way to the finals. Two teams are 1-1, and Kearney and Rapid City, South Dakota are both 2-0, and those teams will battle this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And you can go to our website. We've got the post up there how you can keep up with them at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can find out all the information and follow along for Game 3 today. If they win that, that's going to clinch them a spot in the semifinals Thursday when they will be on ESPN, which everybody had a lot of fun with last year. So best of luck to the Little Leaguers. And the thing that's amazing, I think, Monty, is that it's a whole new group. There's one kid, and all the coaches are different. Even if they coach these kids up through the 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, until now, it's still different. They're going through it for the first time.
Well, that's where you get the tradition and the expectations sort of thing. That first group a few years back that went, kind of set the stage for this sort of thing. Now it's kind of an expectation of those kids that to go and to compete, and everybody wants to do just a little bit better. And they're doing real well. It's fun to watch.
It was the sports story of the year last year, and young Brandon Cool has also in his time put some big sports stories up for us to talk about and read about. And it's opening day of practice all across the state of Nebraska, and Brandon Cool joins me, Doug Duda, and Monty Kratzenstein on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it's here again. Should have been a beautiful morning for practice. How's things going through the first one?
What a great time of year, and what a great morning to practice. So we're tickled to death to have a little over 100 kids out there running around this morning, and we'll get right back after it here this afternoon.
Coach, you, as we joked at the Booster Club tournament on Friday, I couldn't believe you've been here that long. Is it old hat? Is it the same routine every first practice every year, no matter who you've got coming back, or does it change on personnel?
Oh, no, we haven't changed a thing here in the first three or four practices. We've got a couple young guys on staff, and I think the key part is try to keep things pretty basic so everybody kind of knows where they're going, and try to get people lined up correctly and work the daylights out of technique on offense and defense. And so from our standpoint, like I've told multiple guys here in our school system, I could probably roll out the first couple days of practice, and the guys know exactly what we're trying to get done.
Brandon, it's Monty Kratzenstein here. Something seems right with the world when you drive down 39th and you look over to your right and see you guys this time of year. That's always fun. But can you talk a little bit about the value of having a lot of experienced assistant coaches along with you?
We definitely have a veteran crew. There's no doubt about it. In fact, like I told Doug at the Booster Club tournament, this is my 12th year at Kearney, and I was 6 years out at Sutherland, so I've been coaching for 18 years. And I've always been the youngest guy on staff. And so this is kind of a new hurrah for us here at Kearney High School with some of the veteran guys retiring. And so we got a couple new guys on staff with Jeb Hatch coming to us from originally from North Platte, coming to us from Crete High School. And then Daniel Martin was a former player for us, went down to UNK for a few years. And he's back on staff being a math teacher up here at Kearney High School. And so we're tickled to death to have those young guys on there. But like you said, it's great to have those veteran guys on staff, a lot of ideas you can bounce off. And it's one of those things where we're kind of on the same page, and hopefully that'll make a big difference for us this season.
Well, if you didn't look like 25 years old still, that might be a factor. hey, one thing I want to talk about real quick is, I've always been told you can't coach speed, but you coach speed. You coach it in track. And can you talk a little bit about your speed this year and how that looks, because I think I see some fast kids out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the key thing is anytime you're talking about athletic in general, and not just necessarily football, but obviously it's a big important aspect, is foot speed. And we feel like in our skill position, we're as fast as we have been here the last few years. And anytime you have a handful of guys back that do a lot of things for us in the off season, like playing basketball or wrestling, and then a lot of those guys are involved with track speed-wise during the spring, you see a lot of those guys on the baseball field during the summer also. And so we have a handful of guys on the perimeter. Our secondary might be as fast as we've ever had. Our receiving core, we're going to try to do some different things with some shifting and some motions to kind of get some speed guys the ball a little bit more in our jet sweep series. But right now, we're pleased with that aspect. And if we can just knock some guys around up front, we feel like we can do some things on offense and defense this fall.
Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Am I hearing you're going to open it up? Is that what you're saying?
It's been wide open for 12 years here. It depends if you talk to me or my dad. My dad keeps hounding me about opening up a little bit wider. But for us, we're going to try to control the tempo and see if we can't widen some things out wide open here this fall.
Hey, Doug, did you notice that he's got a quarterback that bench presses 315 pounds or so? I don't know how wide open where we really want to get this thing.
Well, this guy turns the corner. You're not going to want to get him one-on-one because he's going to run you over. And let's start with Luke. He got thrown into the fire his sophomore year with an injury, and that only, I guess, proved to help him out. He had a very good season last year, and he's going to be the leader of this football team or one of the leaders of the football team. He's got some receivers. He's got backs. We'll talk about filling in that O-line in a minute, but let's start with Luke and your backfield.
Well, I think Luke McNitt does a great job of commanding our offense. He's a big physical kid, came in the physicals at 219 pounds, and he's a threat when he's running that football. And a lot of teams saw that towards the end of the year. I think the key thing is his game experience. It's easy to kind of call some plays. He understands which way we want to check him. And it's one of those things where when you're commanding the offense like that, it's pretty easy to call plays when you have an experienced guy running the show. And then you need to throw him on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we're going to try to figure out what we're going to do with him defensively because he's too good of an athlete. He is a natural athlete that can do a lot of things for our football team. And if we can continue to improve on that, he's going to have a heck of a season for us if we keep him healthy.
It's funny, Monty, because Luke's just like most families. The younger the kid gets, the better athlete they are in the family. So anyway, Brandon Cool with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell me about the backs and tell me about what you've got at receiver because it looks like some experience coming back, especially at receiver.
Yeah, we got some. Let's start with the backfield first. We got two veteran guys coming back. Caleb Lundgren started for us at the end of the season from an injury from Josh Smith a year ago. And then the other guy is Pierce Wright, played for a lot of football for us last fall until he broke his leg about week five, week six. And that was when Pierce went down. That was a real killer for us throughout the rest of the football season. And so you got two veteran guys there that can get in and mix it up in the run, and both those guys can catch the ball extremely well also. And then you got a couple young guys that we'll look at. Obviously, our sprinter Tyler Gillen. We're going to look at him at the running back position. That guy can flat fly, and so. But we feel pretty comfortable with about three or four guys running the running backs. And then receiver-wise, you know, we got a variety of guys. We're going to rotate like crazy there because a lot of those guys will play on defense. Our outside guys will be like Ryan Cervantes and Isaac Brown, and you got Hunter King working out on the perimeter. And so, again, good foot speed. Brownie and Cervantes are 6'3", 6'4", so we got a little height where teams are going to have to defend those guys with one of their big corners or big safeties. And then the inside guys, we got Caden Brugelman and Blake McNeil are kind of the main guys that played for us a year ago. And so we got a lot of experience there at the receiving core and good foot speed too. So we'll mix it up, give teams a lot of different looks, and see if we can get the ball on the perimeter and find some points.
Brandon Cool with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm not going to call it a weakness, Brandon, but probably the area of concern would have to be on the O-line. That might be where you have the least experience coming back, but the guy you do have coming back is a stud in Jackson Gannon. Tell me what you're doing to get that filled out.
Well, I think the key part is, number one, starting with Jackson Gannon. He started for us for three. He's going to be a three-year starter for us. He started as a sophomore, and then he played both ways as a junior. And tremendous work ethic, tremendous leader, and he's going to be the glue that keeps that the offensive and defensive line together. But in Class A football, we expect to have a senior group graduate, and then we just bring up the next crew. And I think that's what we're doing with this group. We had a lot of those guys that played JV for us a year ago, were backups a year ago. Yes, we're a little bit inexperienced there, but we're not afraid to get those guys thrown into the fire here to start out the season. And we're going to have to rely on a couple young kids to kind of move up, maybe be a backup role for us or get an opportunity to play a little bit more on Friday night. So there's no doubt about it. That's a big question mark for us. But we'll try to keep things as simple as we can and try to get the speed guys on the perimeter and let those offensive linemen take care of business in the trenches.
Well, Brandon, you're not fooling too many people right in this room because you talked about shifts and speeds and motion and all that sort of thing. But I know you coach offensive line, and you guys down there know how it really gets done, and that's in the trenches, and that's one of the things I appreciate about what you got going on there. Could you talk just very briefly about the, you know, your season and competition, and you know, who are some of those teams, and I hate to say pinpoint, but some of those teams you're looking forward to?
Yeah, we try to split up our season into two different groups. We have a non-district schedule and a district schedule. Our non-district, we have a Lincoln Pius coming out for week one out to Foster Field, which we think that's a great matchup for us by the standpoint. It's fun to prepare for somebody you've never played before. And with Lincoln Pius moving up to Class A, Tim Allworth, the head coach of Pius, used to be a Kearney High Bearcat at one time, coaching-wise, up here with all these veteran guys. And so that's just a great matchup, just get an opportunity to play somebody different. And then we got to travel clear up to Norfolk, which is always a difficult place to play. And then we play Lincoln Southwest, who's going to be really good. And then we play Miller North, who's going to be really good in Class A. So we wanted to stack our non-district a little bit more than we have in the past, because we want to get a little bit more prepared for our district competition, which starts out with Grand Island, which is always a battle between the Bearcats and the Islanders. And then we play Lincoln High, Fremont, Lincoln North Star, and North Platte. And there's no doubt about it. Some of those, there's going to be a lot of those teams that are going to be greatly improved. But there's still a couple of those teams that have struggled in the past, and we feel pretty comfortable with that in the district competition. But we got a long ways to go before we get to that level. And a couple injuries here and there for us or them makes a big difference in your football season. So we got things signed up, geared up the way we want it. The key is keeping guys healthy and continue to get better week in and week out.
Three straight weeks, Lincoln Southwest, Millard North, Grand Island, a key stretch to the season for the Bearcats. And because I see the Bearcats win games and get such an advantage in special teams and with your kicking game, well, where are we setting this year?
That's a great question. That's probably a big question mark as we've had here in the past. Kicking-wise, we're going to make some decisions hopefully by the end of this week and early into next week. And then we'll work the daylights out of our punt and punt return here for the first 2-3 days of practice. And so we're going to do a specialty period this afternoon. We kind of have an idea of a couple guys, but that's going to be great competition. Quincy Bennett has played in that spot before. He's kind of the lone senior that's going to be a punter and kicker for us. And we have a couple of junior punters that we're going to look at. And then we got Isaac Armstrong, who is a great freshman kicker for us a year ago. And we're going to look at him in the specialty department, maybe kicking or kicking off. I thought he did a great job this summer, and watching that camp a little bit when Nebraska Wesleyan was down to work with those guys. And so, again, those are going to be two tough spots that we're going to have to replace. Vice versa, in the return game, we're going to put some foot speed back there, and we're going to get things set up and let those guys catch the ball on the run and let them fly a little bit. So we feel very confident in our return game. If we can block that initial surge and let our guys get their foot speed out in that open field, we feel pretty confident about that.
Brandon, last question I got for you. Have you been in contact with anybody to see if some outstate Nebraska recruits want to transfer into Kearney?
You know what? We need to get on the phone. It feels like the rich get richer from that standpoint. And so we got a lot of veteran coaches around here that have a lot of bedrooms open. And so anybody that wants to come to Kearney High School, we got a facility for you, and sure, we'll sure take care of you. So if you got a Division I scholarship, I don't care if you're a freshman getting a Division I scholarship, we'll sure take you here at Kearney High School.
Well, Coolio, I know you got another practice coming up. You got coaches' meetings going. We always appreciate chatting with you. We look forward to another great season of Bearcat football, and have a great preseason workout. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks for your coverage, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. They don't even have time to list what they do on their summer vacation because they don't get one. It's all preparing for football, and Kearney's going to have their hands full, Monty. Doug Duda, Monty Kaftenstein with us here on this Monday program. I think Kearney's going to be a very good football team again, but they are going to be playing some very good football teams this season.
Well, that's what you want to do, too. I mean, that I liked what he said about getting their non-district schedule up to par and above par to play those teams, because when you get into the playoffs, that's always been the stereotype of these out-state teams, is that they don't have a tough schedule, and then when they get into the playoffs, whether it be football or basketball, then they run into some tougher competition. So he understands that. He gets it. He's been there. I can't believe he's been there this long. You know, you think of him as that young kid coming in with all those, like I said, those old coaches. But they know how to get it done over there.
Well, and I still don't think they want to play Southwest, North, and Grand Island back-to-back-to-back. This year, two of them are at home, but that's just a brutal, brutal stretch there. And we can break it down. You know, Lincoln High hasn't been very good. Fremont hasn't been very good. Lincoln North Star's a little bit better, but we're not even sure if their best players are going to be on the football team this fall, because I think they're going to, from what we've been hearing and told, maybe that's just not going to happen. Then you end up with North Platte. There's no doubt that the toughest part of this schedule is the first five games. If they can survive that, then we're going to see how good a football team they can be, because those last four, they're going to be against teams they have beaten numerous times over the last few years, or just haven't had good records.
Well, it's a long season, and you just break it down into just what they did. You break it down into little sections, and you take a little bit. It's cliche, but you take a little one game at a time. And, you know, he isn't thinking about the playoffs right now. He's not thinking about the end of the season. He's thinking about game one and game two. And that's what you have to do, because, again, in the playoffs, you got to qualify for the playoffs, give yourself a decent seed. And then from that point on, based on injuries and all those things, then you try to take care of business.
Bob Jensen and Huskerland Prep Report is out. He has North Star winning the district, Kearney second, Grand Island third, followed by Fremont, North Platte, and Lincoln High. That is the A4 district with Kearney High in it. So that's the way Bob sees it. And again, a couple of those, I know that he probably would have moved Lincoln Southwest up another notch had he known that the LaCourcher kid was coming in. But now that it's out, and I think Bob will let us pass this along, but the magazines are out. Go to Hastings Bookstore, your local Hastings, or go online to HuskerlandPreps.com, and you can order yours. You can get the weekly magazine. You can get the preseason magazine, the weekly paper with all the stories and updates. Nobody does it better than Bob Jensen. He's got Lincoln Southeast number one, Millard North number two, Millard South three, Papillion La Vista four, and Lincoln Southwest five, followed by Millard West, Lincoln North Star, Omaha Burke, Omaha Central, and Papillion La Vista South. And for the first time, it's been a while since neither Grand Island or Kearney have been in there. I think one of them will eventually get in there, but right now just not in the top 10. He's got Elkhorn number 1 and B, Norfolk Catholic in C1, Aquinas in C2, Howells Dodge in D1, and Giltner in D2. A couple of other notes. Kearney Catholic is 6th in Class C1. As I scan, Hastings St. Cecilia is 4th in Class D2. Donovan Trumbull is 9th in D1. You've got all these schools that are together now. Howells Dodge is 1. Guardian Angels is 2. That's old West Point CC. Twin Loop, which is Sergeant Taylor, that whole crew there, 3. Elgin Pope John is 4. And Kennesaw falls into D2 this year, where they are ranked 3rd. In D2, and Shelton is 9th. And so I think I caught all the area teams. Aurora's 5th in B, by the way, if I did not mention that. We'll continue to talk to the high school coaches as they prepare for their upcoming season. And we will have more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a minute. But Monty, I think if they can get that O-line together, he's got some kids. And another thing is, sometimes if your O-line isn't the strongest, that's when you do have to move them. So he might not have the best problem in the world, but at least he's got other kids. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Well, and depth is such a big thing. You know, not just from the standpoint of injuries, but in Class A football, you have to have competition in practice. You know, that's one of the advantages that some of those schools that are in the top 3, 4, 5 is they have a lot of platoon players. They have a lot of kids that play either offense or defense. And, you know, Kearney High School, the numbers don't really lend themselves to too many of those kind of kids. You know, you heard him talk about the McNitt kid. You know, he's too good of a kid to not play at linebacker. But, you know, you really don't like to have your starting quarterback playing linebacker. But, you know, that's what you do. And I like it. I really like that. You know, they don't have to platoon. They can't platoon. So they just go after it.
He might be a better linebacker, or is a better linebacker than he is a quarterback. And
from a college standpoint, definitely. I mean, he's, when you watch him, but he, you know, you look at him and you think he looks like a fullback playing quarterback, but then you see him chuck it, and he's got a quick release, and he can throw it on, you know, he's got the quick outs, and he's got that stuff. So, I don't know. As a junior last year, I saw the improvement from the start of the year to the end of the year, and it was huge. And I look forward to seeing it. But, you know, he's got to have a lot of help. You know, you can't have one kid that carries the whole load.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, it is lunchtime. How about the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney? Open 7 days a week for lunch and evening specials. They've got lunch specials every single day. So stop by today and try a burger, try the special, try a pizza, ribs. They've got steaks and a whole lot more, maybe just a salad to get you going on this Monday, recovering from a long weekend where maybe you just had so much to do, you just need to settle down a little bit. And Monday night in Kearney, the bowl fries and fries are only $5.99. And don't forget, party rooms are available for any get-together as school gets going. Maybe the teachers want to get together. Maybe the parents have a meeting to get to. Maybe you still have a little work to do. Summer family coming in. You can get that party room at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back with more, hearing from Brett Bielema of Wisconsin after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin, Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11-buck 100-ounce towers and 12-buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with just a spotty chance for a shower storm late with a high of 97. Winds will stay to the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 67. I'm meteorologist Paul Troundley. Right now, it's 82.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Doug and Daddy Show, and Central burned, Nebraska's burned, ESPN burned, Radio Superstation. Alex Marich, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Australia gets a key win today against Russia in the Olympic men's basketball by a score of 82-80. And we'll have more on that on this afternoon sports. The United States men's basketball team plays this afternoon against Argentina at 4:15. Amazing that they get that 4:15 slot every time. That's prime time over in
is
London.
Is Oscar Schmidt still playing for Argentina?
I haven't scouted
you remember,
them.
You remember that guy?
Because they were good.
In the Pan Am games, he lit them up for about 40-some. Most incredible shooting performance you've ever seen from a player.
They're going, what? Who? Where? How'd that happen? Yeah. And of course, we're getting ready to watch Travel Dalognev and others compete in the Olympics. Wednesday is when Nebraska native out of Norfolk, Jeremy Scott, competes for the United States in the pole vault. This isn't getting a whole lot of play either, Monty. The story in the Lincoln Journal Star, we had talked about it before. There's some people in Kearney that know the family and had been talking about how he'd been training. And 31. See, this is one of those stories.
Where'd he go to college? Did he go to college?
He went... Did they tell me Oregon?
because I try to follow track and pole vault, and I hadn't slipped by me too.
Google that up, would you? Because I 2 months ago when we were talking about this, or when he qualified, I Googled it up and looked, and we were talking about it. But the 31-year-old has been in Jonesboro, Arkansas, with Bell Athletics the last 9 years. In high school, he went 15-2. And right now, he's clearing 19 feet, 1 1/4 inches. But the amazing thing is, that's not going to be good enough. With the way that these guys jump, it's just pretty amazing. But you never know. It just here's the deal where it just takes one pop.
Yeah.
4 years, 9 years, 12 years, however long you've been training at this, it only takes one chance to clear everything. He went to Arkansas. Okay. Went to Arkansas. That would make sense.
Track school.
Yeah. Went to Arkansas for track. So be looking for that on Wednesday. Friday after the show, just a couple of golf notes. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, maybe he's finally back home. Rested a little bit. Finished fourth in the 37th annual Junior PGA Championship that went on in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Even par the last day. Finished in a tie for fourth. 5 shots off the lead of Robbie Shelton of Alabama. But there are kids, as Brad Dahlke shoots 65 the last day. I mean, there's kids shooting 64, 65 in these big-time junior tournaments. And as we said, Danielle Lemick didn't make the cut. She played 3 rounds, didn't get in the top 30. She missed it by 2 shots, but another couple of young athletes. And Riley's just going to be a junior. So it's not like he's getting ready to go to college.
No, it's amazing. Those guys travel, the opportunity that they have as athletes to travel all over the United States and do that. I know they probably do appreciate it, but you wonder if they do. That's a lot of travel. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of effort from their parents to send them different places and go with them.
They've been working on that ever since they were old enough to get a golf club and a golf ball. And how about this? This should be getting more play. If it wasn't for the Olympics, if it was a downtime, the young man that won the Cox Classic yesterday is Ben Coles. He's played 2 professional tournaments. He's won them both. He's played on the tour for 2 weeks. He won in a playoff last week. He was at Virginia. Now he's on to the nationwide tour, the web.com tour, and he won the Children's Hospital invite last week in a playoff in Ohio. And yesterday, he goes 8-under for a 3-shot victory, 24 under par at Champions Run. Dowie Vanderwald had a 60 yesterday, 11 under yesterday. That's just to get to second place. The numbers are so low when they play in Omaha. And the funny thing they said was it wasn't like there were a ton of Eagles. Like they were down. Eagles were down this year in the tournament in Omaha. But still, 24 under, that's always about the number you need. 21, 22, 24, right in there. You never want to be 23. But those other ones, 24 is pretty good. But he's made in 2 tournaments. So he's wrapped up his tour card already because he's moved up to the money list. And if he wins one more time, you get that immediate promotion. So he's played in 2 tournaments and he's second on the money list.
So all these guys you're talking about, whether it be high school or whether it be at the Cox Classic, they still aren't as good as the best. I mean, it's amazing how many great golfers there are. And it makes you wonder what the difference is between that elite, that middle of the road, and then the guys that are that close.
Making putts is what they always tell us about being elite. And Jim Furyk missed one yesterday, and he looked like us yesterday. He had a couple of chunks with the pressure on, and you don't expect to see that from a great golfer and a veteran like Jim Furyk. But it just seems like you have to be able to keep it all together, and everyone just says you got to get it done with the short game, and then if then all of a sudden the driver comes out of the bag, you just have to be consistent. And I find it a little funny because John Hurley, not funny, but interesting that John Hurley, who is perceived as the longest driver to ever hit golf balls in Nebraska, he does make the cut, but finishes in 45th. It just shows there's so much more to the game. He can bomb it right up by the green, but unless you can get up and down for birdie almost every single time there, you're out of it. Scott Gucheski ties for 22nd. John Hurley, first cash of his career on the pro tour of the web.com or PGA. Got a check for over 2,400 yesterday for 45th.
You know, I watched Hurley play at Wild Horse one time, and it was hard for me to believe that there was anybody better than him on that day. But you're absolutely right. You know, the amount of mental toughness and the consistency and the handling adversity, that's the big thing. What happens when you hit a bad shot? You see these guys, Jim Furyk, it's mind-boggling to see. He's one of the calmest, most consistent guys in the world, and see his performance yesterday and what happens. It
makes me feel a little bit better about my golf game.
Thanks for making us all look human. Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture and Complete Nutrition, taking care of our Big Ten media days and taking care of our interviews. Bruce Furniture, place to go whether you need new or if you're looking to get rid of your furniture, because they take your in-home pieces that still have a little life in them. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. But whether you're looking for something for the kitchen, the living room, the den, the bedroom, Serta mattress, you're getting ready. Hard to believe that it's into August. If you're going to watch football, do it in comfort and do it with some new furniture from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Now, we had a chance last, I guess it's been 10 days ago when we were in Chicago for a roundtable discussion with Brett Bielema. We'll play a part of that interview that I got to have with the Wisconsin head football coach. Again, this was before the Monte Ball attack last week, and this was from about 10 days ago. They opened practice yesterday. But the first question I asked him here is, you bring in Danny O'Brien, you had Russell Wilson last year. What does that do to the kids that are behind him on the roster? Are they improving? Are they preparing? I mean, you got a guy that's there 1 year, and if O'Brien works out, he's got a chance to be a two-year kid. And here's part of the conversation we had with Brett Bielema.
And I don't think those guys see it as that it's a one-and-done situation. I think they see it more as we're in a position of need. We had two quarterbacks in the spring that could compete in drills, and it was everybody wishes we had another one, you know. So when that situation came up with Danny, it was a no-brainer.
What about the depth that you have behind Monte?
You know, it's going to be fun to watch. James White, obviously, is a very good football player. He's been the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Melvin Gordon's a very, very good football player. Jeff Lewis has probably got the most speed, and he's the biggest back we got. And then Vontae Jackson, a redshirt freshman coming in, is very, very talented. So I think they just all kind of want a piece.
What was the deal with the name change, if it was a change?
You know what? I appreciate where I know everybody kind of wants to make a jack out of it, and you know, it's hard for me to say Monte all the time, but ever since I become a head coach, you think when you say someone's name the first time and they don't correct you that that's what it is. And obviously my name gets butchered all the time, but Monte on his birth certificate has got the accent over the second E, and when he's growing up, he just never changed it. And I think it was a running joke amongst his family, and that's probably where his girlfriend first picked it up. And then he started saying it, and then, you know what? It's a kid's name. It's a kid's name.
What was the recruiting pitch to O'Brien? Like, O'Brien and Russell Wilson came away saying, like, glowing, like, you love Wisconsin. Like, what was the difference there? What did they love so much that said, wow, this place is a great place?
You know, I think Danny, first and foremost, you know, he might have actually became aware of us through watching Russell the past year, but they're so different in people and players and everything. But when Danny came in, you know, Danny's originally grew up in the Minneapolis area, and so he's got a cousin that plays at Point or something. He's got a cousin that plays college football in the state. He's got aunts and uncles. When he came on his recruiting visit, they overpowered him in Madison, and I think he just was looking for the right fit for him, and you know, to have him as a two-year player is really truly special.
Brett, what was the staff transition like in the spring when you faced it? Do you anticipate that there would be more transition on game day that you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, that's, I think, the number one thing, you know, that we have to try to simulate during 2 days or during fall camp is game-like situations, because that's the part that I haven't seen him be able to work in. I've seen him, you know, work with a practice, and then they had a day in between before the next one. They could, you know, got 48 hours to adjust and switch. So we're going to do some things during fall camp that will allow us and enable us to at least get a little bit of a taste of what they're going to do on game day. You know what? You know, as anytime you're dealing with game day, you're dealing with new situations. You're dealing with a new front, defensive front. You're dealing with a new coverage that they've never shown you before. You know, and it's those unknowns. But I have very good confidence in them being able to decipher what it is. But the thing that's unknown is dealing with a player that's feeling the context of a game day situation and the urgency to correct it. And just like me and just like any player on my roster, they're going to go back to how it used to – go, you know, and if they haven't seen it before and done it. The thing that I think has been really good for me is it wasn't the first time, and you know this, Jeff, is we've faced transition before. I have four new guys a year before. So I think our players, you know, Mike Taylor's had three linebacker coaches in 4 years. I think he's been able to kind of say, hey, just accept it. Don't fight it. You know, let your body and your situation handle itself.
There's some of our talk with Wisconsin football coach Brett Bielema, brought to you in part by folks at Complete Nutrition, Kearney, and Grand Island, and by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We've got more with Coach Bielema talking, as you heard a little bit there, about Moneyball coming back, about the coaching changes, because they're going to be one of the staffs that overwent a lot of coaching changes, them in Iowa, probably one and two. If you throw out Ohio State, because they still have someone back, but obviously with Urban Meyer coming in, Penn State. But with keeping the head coaches and you move all these assistants, that's what Nebraska has done the last couple of years. And Monty Kratz is tied with me here. You know, Coach Alvarez, we were talking about Wisconsin, and you've got a little bit of connection there. You've had a chance to be around the coach.
Yeah, and, you know, long story short is one of my best friends, guy's best man at our wedding, married Barry Alvarez's daughter. So when I was coaching, I'd go up there and work the football camps and go to Wisconsin games, and had an opportunity to be around those guys. And so you really kind of get to know the culture of the place. And I was always impressed with Barry Alvarez and what he did. And I would always compare it to Bob Devaney and the way he handled things. You know, he comes into a room, he owns the room, and his style. But he goes back to, you know, the culture and what they do well, and they stick with it.
You know, I apologize, because at the top of the show, I usually do this, and I sometimes take for granted there's probably people out there that don't know Monty Kratzenstein.
Let's keep it there.
tell them your background. Tell them your playing days. Tell them what you're doing now, so that we can familiarize yourself a little bit with the folks that may not have had a pleasure to meet you or hear you or read some of your stuff.
Well, I graduated high school in Gothenburg, Nebraska, and walked on and had no business walking on. Probably should have never played, but kind of worked my way up the ladder and had a chance to play. And I wasn't a great player, but, you know, boy, those experiences were just amazing. I got to play for Coach Osborne and Ron Brown. I was a redshirt my sophomore years when Ron Brown was first there. Yeah. And so a lot of that sort of thing. And I had a chance to let her and start games, and it was a great experience. From that point, I coached high school football in Bellevue and Millard for 9 years, coached football, basketball, baseball, coached all of them. And then I got into medical sales business, moved out to Kearney, back home. I've been doing that, but I really enjoy the, you know, kind of lost track of some of the things going on down at the university or around. But, you know, like I said, some things never change. And, you know, the Ron Browns and the people like that, the Coach Osborne's, you know, those had a wonderful chance to be exposed to them and their teaching.
Once you get into that college athletics or that coaching, that takes on a whole new dimension. And you got two families then, or maybe three, or maybe four.
You know, I use we now because I'm a fan. I analyze some things, but I'm still a fan. We have no idea what really, really goes on. Even the beat guys down there that do the media and talk to them, they get a sound bite and they get a little bit of a taste of it more than the outside world does. But until you've lived it, you really don't know exactly what goes on and how much they put into it. And I struggle all the time with what I call, you know, bad fans. You know, they have no idea. They say, oh, what are they doing this? What are they doing that? You know, this is their livelihood. They want to be successful. They want to win. If they don't, you know, they aren't playing a kid because their dad is looking over their shoulder. This isn't, you know, Little League baseball, or this isn't whatever else. And so it's an amazing thing. It's a lot of good. And some a lot of not so good.
We got to take a break here. We'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll do it right after this.
Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with the crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our poll questions. In your opinion, how are the Huskers rated in the preseason coaches poll? They're 16th, Monty. Is it too high, too low, or just right?
Does it matter? I've heard you talk about this before, and I agree with you in a lot of things, and I won't say that too often that I agree totally, but, you know, it doesn't matter. If you're in a position that when you win X amount of games, you can get to that BCS level, that's what you really want. Does it matter to be 20th, 16th, 10th, 8th? It really doesn't matter at this point. The way the schedule is set up, when you play in a good conference with a good schedule, it doesn't matter.
Our question today, and you've been watching the Olympics, which Olympian has been most impressive so far this year? Usain Bolt? Missy Franklin, Gabby Douglas, Michael Phelps. So far through the first week, who you got?
Impressive. You had to define that a little bit. I like longevity. I'm not a huge fan of Michael Phelps, but obviously the longevity that he's had and the success he has is amazing. You know, from a little kid standpoint, you know, the Gabby stuff is amazing. She's an amazing person. You got to give credit to those people as well. So I'll pass.
That is it's amazing. If I have to vote, you know, Michael Phelps, I guess you're used to it by now. I'd probably vote Missy Franklin. I'm used to everybody else, and I'll give Missy the nod over Gabby. Folks, you can do it as well. Vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where we need to wrap things up on today's Doug and Daddy Show, get Monty back to his real job. Hey, Monty, thanks for coming in, being part of the show. We'll do it again.
Please do.
Monty Kratzenstein, our co-host today. Also, thanks to Brett Bielema, Wisconsin football coach, Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool, as practice got underway today for the high school football teams and fall sports across the state of Nebraska. We'll be back tomorrow in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway can give you a simple credit approval process, whether it's a new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit them on South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We've got more Big Ten football tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to catch up with the man that helped break some Nebraska hearts, Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter. He could be one of the unsung heroes coming to this year's Big Ten with so many good quarterbacks in the conference. And we'll have more high school football coaches from the Tri-Cities this week. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.